Hello.
Hey there, Thomas. This is Nick with American Ally. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well. I actually just started calling everybody who came in today. It's funny, I see that you actually submitted a request about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
More than usual.
gotcha. I'll put some more feelers out before I commit. We've spoken
No, it's
with
all good.
a couple of different options, and a Manhattan Life is currently the top
Cool.
contender.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what your pro con is, what
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I know all the companies in the private space. I mean, Manhattan Life is one of them. We have a plan that's very, very similar to what Manhattan Life sells. I mean, literally, the policies almost look the same. We have another policy though that is the main one that we sell here. It's going to come with 20 doctor's visits a year. No copays, no coinsurance. It's going to cover all your major stuff: heart attack, stroke,
Nope.
cancer.
No deductibles. Is that
So no deductibles for cancer,
so? What
surgeries, doctor's visits, stuff like that.
is y'all structure the same as then? Is it's like okay, if you're in the hospital a day, you get X amount, and that should cover the cost based on y'all's research and I guess a what you call it empirical data to arrive at said pricing.
I don't say it that way. I mean, the truth is what I tell everybody, there's national averages for what things are supposed to cost, right? Or what things
Right.
actually come out to. Transparently, I'll say, and this isn't me bashing any of the other companies, it's just the fact of the matter, there's going to be what's called U.S. health advisors. There's also going to be some short-term plans, but Manhattan Life and U.S. health advisors are two of our larger competitors. Our company's Philadelphia American, technically, is our underwriter. But with our plan, we tend to be paying about 2 to 3 times more benefits per line as these other companies out there, for about the same prices. And
Okay,
so, go ahead.
so you're saying they're your main competitor. I mean, you are main competitors because you are in the top, I would say, tier of coverage.
Right.
Is that fair to say? Okay.
Yeah, within the private market, I mean, we're you know, there's not too many out there that are as large as, my company and then these other two. Besides Cigna, Aetna, all the major ACA plans and stuff like that, of course.
Right.
But I mean, the biggest thing with health insurance, especially in the private market, and I tell everybody this, is, as you use it, is knowing what things are going to cost before you go in, right? Having real expectations upon, what a surgery is going to cost, or, if this person's in network. And what our company offers, which is a little bit different, is really this advocacy program that basically just allows you to, at any time throughout the year, tap into somebody who can run pricing for you. They can figure out if your doctors are in network. They can also go after predatory bills if you get something on the back end that is just ridiculously high. And that just allows you to basically stay within your thresholds, is what I call it. So, I mean, our policies, the policies that I always work with, are above national averages for what things are supposed to cost. So, ER, we're going to be paying $3,000 for. ICU, we're paying $4,500 a day for, on the main plan that comes with 20 doctor's visits a year, paying $120 per doctor's visit. The other plan that we offer, which is very similar in the way that it's built, I literally think that Philadelphia American copied or tried to make a competitor of Manhattan Life's policy just so that they had something similar on the books.
Okay.
And that one's going to come with 8 doctor's visits a year. It actually is 16, but I say 8 because the first 8 pays $120, and then the next 8 only pays $60. The biggest benefit to that plan, though, is that it's going to be paying a lot more for ER confinement, ICU confinement, major stuff like that. So, for the first 8, it'll be paying $6,000 for ER and $7,000 for the ICU. But Most plans out there, especially like US Health Advisors, they're not really going to come with a ton of like surgical coverage, especially for I'm not sure if it's you. Either they cover inpatient, I think they cover inpatient. No, they cover outpatient but don't cover inpatient, but their surgical coverage is like $1,000. With us, how our surgical coverage works is we pay two times the Medicare schedule of benefits. So basically, and Medicare is the gold standard for fair pricing nationally, the pre-negotiated rates between hospitals around the country and the government. And so in that instance, we're paying two times. So if the surgery comes out to be, on Medicare only 6,000, but it's costing 10, since we're paying two times what Medicare pays there, we'll be paying $12,000 for that surgery.
And that surplus would just go back in the bank to pay future medical bills or whatever. That is that how that works, or do y'all pay up to what is owed?
So, and that's the other biggest caveat. A lot of these companies will do something unique, kind of like what you're talking about. But with our company, we actually send you a check back in the mail for the difference. So, if you go and you're using, let's just say the 20 doc or 20 doctor's visits, and we're paying 120, and you go in and it only costs you $90, well, we'll be sending you a check back in the mail for $30 with the difference there. And the
Okay, so
benefits.
y'all actually pay the 120. I thought you were saying it's 120 on my end for a doctor's
No,
visit.
no, 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 no.
Okay.
We pay 120. Most doctors that are in network with us, we're one of
Yep.
the largest PPOs. It's the First Health PPO network. What I tell everyone is this, though, before I get into that, we still cover out of network. We still pay our 120, even if you go out of network.
Right.
But yet, sometimes if you don't do a cash pay price and do a reimbursable, sometimes paying with insurance at an out of network facility costs a lot more. So I say, hey, if you're going to do out of network, just do a cash pay and then we'll reimburse you within 2 weeks. But, we also work like a regular insurance plan. You show your card, we pay our 120, and then you would just pay the difference at the, time of service.
Okay. And then, so I'm located just on the north side of Longview, Texas. Are y'all
Oh,
pretty,
I was born in Longview. Yeah,
seriously?
I was born in Longview. My family, there's a brewery in downtown Longview. My family lived in that building for like,
The oil horse?
I haven't been in
That's,
there in so many years, but it's the main one downtown on the corner
yeah,
across from the
no, that's
railroad
it.
tracks.
I know
Yeah.
exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
I grew up in that building.
Are you serious?
I swear,
Small world,
I
man.
grew up right there.
Where are you at now?
I'm here in Dallas.
Dallas. Okay. So
Yeah.
we're in Diana. That's where our house is.
Okay.
We just relocated for work from Baytown. That's where we've been for 4.5 years. And prior to that, I was up in this area for 4.5 years. I worked in the at Eastman as a contractor. So kind of
Okay,
bounced
got you.
around. I have been bouncing around. But that's really cool, man.
Yeah, man.
But
Yeah, of
not
course.
I
It's always funny to find locals.
yeah it's so but I again we were looking really hard. I mean getting close to dialing
Yeah.
into that the Elite Plus plan with Manhattan Life. The out of pocket, we were my wife had worked with, can't remember who it is now, but she was talking with a gentleman from another company who was really, I don't know, he started throwing mud at the private insurance, and he's private insurance, but there was a, he wouldn't call it a deductible, but he called it something.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I work with a company who does. There's like three different types of plans in the private market, and I've worked with almost all of them, or I do work with them. And one is exactly like you're talking about. It's like, I think it's like $1,500 with my company that I work with. It's like the same thing. They can't call it a deductible, but it's really
It was a
unique.
max. It was a max out of pocket of like, I don't know, $8,000 or something, somewhere in that
Oh, okay.
realm, and but the monthly deductible was still coming in around, I think it was $1,500 a month. And now that again did
Oh, wow.
include, what included dental, vision, and I think it also had an accident coverage put into
Yeah.
that, because I went from a large company that. We had Aflac or MetLife and Blue Cross Blue Shield, so I was covered on hospital indemnities and long-term, short-term disability.
Right.
And with a real small company now, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, but I pay $1,400 a month and a $13,000 max out of pocket. So.
Okay, so you get it, and I'll tell you this. Every single thing that you just mentioned in terms of having an accident policy, having a specified disease is what we call it, policy for worst case scenarios, dental vision, all that stuff. We do all of it. And I was about to run the quote right now because I saw that it came in. I think it was like 1100. Usually our quotes come in a bit high too. So again, I'm saying all of those things come combined with our policy, and we're usually beating most of our competitors in terms of how much we actually pay out per designated amount of whatever, such as like with the accident plan, we pay out an additional $4,000 if any of your kids break a bone, you're in a car accident, any type of accident, and we also pay an additional $10,000 for ambulatory visits or necessities and things like that. We pay for your annual visits, your mammograms every year. The only caveat in which you're already familiar with is really just the pre-existing condition clause that all these private health insurance companies are going to have, which is really just for the first year. Anything major that you've been seen for in the past 12 months, probably wouldn't be covered necessarily for the first year. Which is, again, I mean, if none of these private health insurance companies have told you that, that is one of the major stipulations with Manhattan, U.S. Health, all of them. A lot of
Yeah, and he was clear on that. But y'all
okay.
are a long term. Y'all not a short term.
No. So short-term
Yeah. And
medical is like what Aflac is selling too, or some of these small indemnity plans, and they just changed that bill where it's like short-term medical is only, I think, 3 or 90 days now. So it's even more short-term. And the caveat with that is if you get a new existing condition by the end of that 3 months, after 3 months, you would be starting a new policy. So they would just not be covering your pre-existing conditions again. That's the side of short-term medical that they don't tell you about. With
Right. So,
our plan, we're gonna be guaranteed renewable every single year, as long as you'd like to have the plan, regardless if you're changing health.
okay. And we currently we're done having kids. We've got three kids, 7, 6, 4.
Okay.
I'll be 50 in October. She'll be 35 in September, or 36 in September. We've gotten surgeries out of the way as far as tonsils go. I don't know. I
Perfect.
think there's a lot of things that are out of the way, gone. I mean, health
Right.
continues to decline for everybody. That's just the nature of the beast. But as far as pre-existing, I have high triglycerides and I take testosterone replacement.
Yeah, it's normal. Yeah.
Yeah, those are my two things. So,
Yeah, it's no big deal at all.
How is the enrollment process with y'all, the application?
Yeah. So it takes about 10 minutes. I go over the application on the phone with you. I read out the health questions. As soon as that's done, I'm going to submit it to the underwriting team. The underwriting team takes anywhere from 3 to 5 days to take a look at y'all's health, verify everything on the application, and then they can go ahead and get us, an effective date within probably 6 to 7 days from the date I submitted the policy. So within about 7 days, we can get you approved and ready to go.
Okay. My assumption is you have coverage through one of your plans. Like I would
Oh
thought that would be a
I was a client actually before I came and started working here. My brother has been working with this company for going on 8 years now, and so I got a plan through him, and then I stepped into the health space within the past 5 years and kind of transitioned over that way. But yeah, I mean, the plan's really straightforward. If you use the plan correctly, again, the biggest piece that makes us different is having an advocacy team or someone who you can talk to 24/7. So what our advocates do is they tell you, hey, here's how your plan works. Hey, here's all the doctors that are in network. And hey, if you have a surgery that you need to schedule, let us help you call around to the different facilities in the area and negotiate that price to get you the best one.
with a reliable team out on the surgery side as well too. Right? Yeah.
No. And yeah. Sometimes even if you want to use, like, let's just say you have a someone in mind, sometimes we won't even be looking to change. What we'll do is we'll still call around in the area and we'll call back to the facility that you want to work for. And we'll say, hey, down the street, they're doing it for this price. Can you guys match? Most times they will.
Okay. I like that, man. Nobody's ever even talked to me about having an advocacy team, and that's that seems like that would be a pretty useful utility to have. So
it's big, especially in the private health space, when you're having to really manage your expenses almost yourself. So
y'all are a PPO, but y'all have negotiated rates already,
correct,
right? Far as max out of pocket goes, y'all have coverage limits, I would imagine, just like anybody else. And there's not really a max out of pocket after you hit those limits. It's going to come back to what we owe.
We'll keep your benefits down. So what we have, and also I'm going to send you an email here. It's going to come with a short video that's going to explain really exactly what I'm going to say now, basically. But we have what's called a calendar year max benefit, and that's per person. So we have three that you can choose from. One is $250,000, two $500,000, and the other one is going to be $1,000,000 per person. All of our quotes that I'm running right now, and I just re-ran it. So let me make sure I added dental just because I wanted to just to see what it would actually come out to in 20.
Yeah, that would be something I would need is to see a ballpark about where we're going to come
in. Oh, yeah. No, I got you. So we're coming in less than $1,000. I'm at $983 at a quarter million dollars per person. That also comes with dental. How our dental plans work is basically, you know, it's going to cover all of your, you know, annual screenings twice a year, cleaning, stuff like that, x-rays for, you know, that's going to come with the plan. But after, I think, 6 months to a year being on the plan, it starts rolling in like 40% coverage on removal of different type of like cavities and stuff like that. But really it covers, you know, your base stuff, you know, from day one. And again, when I send you this information, the biggest thing that you'll recognize is that we can customize this, right? So right off the bat, I usually don't explain it this much in detail just because, you know, not everyone gets how with our policy, everything's stacked on top of one another within the private market. You kind of have to do that to make it, especially for a family, something that's going to really protect them. So it's going to come with the main plan, then it's going to come with an accident plan, and then it's also going to come with a critical illness plan, which is going to be really just a form of a check that's addressed directly to you guys if you guys get heart attack, stroke, cancer, something like that, just to help pay with the overages. Right. And that's above and beyond what the main plan is going to pay. And then as well, we're going to have the dental all sandwiched in there right at about, I think it was just on, it was like $983. So, I mean, again, we can customize that up. Say you want to go to $500,000 per person, you know, probably go up to $100 or something like that. The biggest thing that moves our price in terms of the quote is going to be what's called units.
Is that $500,000 annually or?
Annually.
Annually. Okay.
And that's a lot. I personally only have $250,000.
Okay. And jumping back to just to go apples to apples with Manhattan Life.
Yeah.
Where do they out? Because on their coverage, I think there's $1,000,000. Again, I don't know what that means in the medical world. Like I don't know what $1,000,000, $250,000. I don't know what that means when you start talking about costs and price.
Theirs was coming into $1,500 or something like that.
No, that was the one that my wife was talking to. I can't remember. I'd have to get the name of it from her because I told the guy, look, you're not even the same ballpark. Manhattan Life was at $790. That was 10 visits a year with 5 rollover.
So
and it was $1,000,000 with a $5 million on the lifetime or whatever.
Let me just compare apples to apples. I'm quoting you on our other plan.
That's not...
a little bit more expensive. I'll just quote you on $1,000,000 of our optimum plan, which is going to be very comparable.
Okay.
Let me see here. Yeah, so I mean, we're coming in at. Sorry, go ahead.
No, your plan does include like accident coverage?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to come with accident
Okay.
coverage. So that's going to cover it's technically it has $100,000 and an accidental death built within the plan, but the main bits of the plan that I tell everyone about is going to be the $4,000 if you break a bone, anything accidental like that, and then, the additional $10,000 that's going to cover, all your ambulatory stuff if you need to get in the ambulance or something like that.
Yes.
The other parts of this plan are going to be your critical illness and everything like that. But here's what I'll say, and my $1 million per person, only twice in the history, and this is the reason that it's not just because I'm young, it's because only twice in the history of our company, our parent company, who's been around since 1926 in the insurance market, has anyone actually exceeded $250,000 in claims for the year. So although inflation is a part of everything and prices are increasing, sure. But the fact is to reach even $250,000, you're having, a triple bypass surgery and cancer within the same year.
Wow.
And you can kind of look at Medicare schedule of benefits, look at national averages for, what these things cost. Sure, anything can be expensive, but nationally, that's not what the averages are really coming in at. So I say, hey, if I'm a family, my brother has a $500,000 in coverage. I don't have any kids, so I feel safe on $250,000. But my brother for himself has $500,000 for his family. Again, $1 million per person is a lot of coverage. But
No.
that being said, I mean, I'm not even sure. So with Manhattan Life, they have different tiers on, what you're actually getting per benefit. And
Right.
so, technically we have what's called a 1 unit, 2 unit, and a 3 unit. And I'm quoting you on the 2 unit plan because, it's right in line with national averages. It's what I have. The 1 unit plan, and that's what I'm getting at. I'm saying I'm not sure exactly what you're being quoted on with them. If you want to email it to me, I'm happy to do an apples to apples comparison for you. But yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is I could get you a cheaper plan, right? I can make the price look really enticing and throw all the stuff at you. But the truth is, if I sold you the 1 unit plan, I don't think it would really be covering you in the same way that it needs to. And so based on that, all I'm trying to say is, I can make the price cheaper to match what they have, but until I see their benefits, it's hard for me to really know.
Well, and it sounds like also when you start talking about the $1 million and stuff, that's an easy, how do I say this? You advertise that as a safe
Yeah.
inclusion because, okay, we're backing you $1 million, but that's not something that's going to cost us $1 million. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like you're paying for
Okay.
something that you don't necessarily. Yeah, you're paying for all these perks and add-ons that you're never going to use or whatever.
Yeah, it feels good to have it, but that's not
Yeah.
in the realm of necessity.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know that I had, accident coverage. Do y'all offer any disability, like a long term or short term? Should I break a leg at work or something?
Yeah,
Is there
so what we can always tack on is, what I call a specified disease plan, something like that, which will really just cover something major like that. But if you're talking about adding on, you're basically talking about literally breaking a leg or something like that. And what I
If
will.
I wasn't able to work, that's what MetLife, they had the
Right.
long term, short term disability, like there were different tiers of that, but for up to a certain amount, they would cover, they would send checks to assist with just normal paycheck replacement. I don't know that it
Right.
covered 100% of the paycheck, but it was something in there in our plan for with Quanta, so.
So, we have a couple different, small coverages. One's called a catastrophic accident plan. As simple as that sounds is, it's above and beyond, going to be something that steps in if you get in what's called, anything that's due to an injury, that, debilitates you from working, and it kind of kicks in that way where, it pays according to the day. But I will say, sometimes those get a little bit more expensive, probably would up the premium by like $150, $200, just because I think that sometimes they correlate those plans to people who work in, certain sectors or whatnot. And so most times people who are hopping on those plans, they tend to kind of have a little bit of a bump in premium. But what I will say is the accident plan comes with $300 a day, which isn't a ton, don't get me wrong. But, let's just say you're confined in the hospital. It does kick out and pay a little bit extra. The accident plan is where, like, my nephew, when he broke his leg recently, because my family rides, like, cross-country and motocross out there in East Texas, he ended up going into the hospital, and my brother ended up making, like, $2,000-$3,000, just because him actually going into the ER, getting that taken care of, it kicked out $4,000, which paid above and beyond everything else. And then what most people don't realize is, so let's just say that $4,000 with the accident plan covered all his medical bills, right? We're still going to be paying the ER confinement and anything else that takes place in there on the main plan itself, which is paying $3,000. So not only did he have that $4,000, he additionally had the $3,000. So there's a lot of different ways this kind of kicks out. And technically in the header of our plan is what it's called is, fixed benefit health plan and income protection, because of the way that we actually pay our clients any overages and benefits is what makes it an income protection plan.
Gotcha. Okay. And the accident plan, that is add-on or that is included?
Yeah. I always tell everyone it's included. If I got down to the nitty gritties, it is technically an add-on, quote unquote, but that was built into the price that I already gave you. The accident plan. Yeah. The accident plan comes out to be break even about $95 additionally a month if I really broke down the price on it. But for most people, I really always pair accident plan with this plan just because of the gaps that I see within the main plan and how the accident plan kicks in and covers them.
Okay. And there's a peak on that. So if I was hurt on accident plan, I'm confined to the hospital for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm out of the hospital and they say, okay, you can't go back to work. Or say I'm not in the hospital. I go to the hospital for 3 days and say, you can't go back to work for 2 weeks. That accident plan only applies to the day I was in the hospital, right?
Right. So with the main brochure here, let's just say that, you're confined in like a rehabilitation facility or a skilled nursing facility, or you have like a skilled nurse, come to your house or something like that. It'll be kicking out an additional $1,500 a day, because generally that's what it's talking about. Again, if you did step out of the hospital with the accident plan, I don't want to bite off more than I can chew and just assume here. I don't honestly haven't gotten asked that question before, but I'm reading in the fine print here.
And I'm talking like I had my tonsils taken out last summer. Mm-hmm. And I was not able to go to work. It was like 6 or 7 days that I was out.
Right.
And there wasn't anybody checking on me. It was just say here, go lay up
you're hanging out
and drink fluids, recover. I, with that job, I was on a salary. I'm currently on an hourly. But that's just, I would get some leeway from the company. Hey, you're out for a week. Here's a week's pay.
Right.
That might happen. But say if it was 2 or 3 weeks or whatever.
Right.
Is there something to provide help in that regard?
Yeah, I think that.
And I get it as to the premium, but I just want to see.
No. Yeah. Let me see here. Let me just be as straightforward as I can. I have access to those plans. I haven't sold one before, so I don't want to like speak on something I don't necessarily know yet. So let me call my brother on that one, on that piece. He's been doing this obviously a little bit longer than me, but at the same time, he'll know exactly, what we can do on that. And then I can get an answer for you. I'm looking at them right here. I just don't want to even try to explain them when I don't fully, I need to read through them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and I appreciate your transparency on that too. But yeah, that's just something, not a deal breaker because I don't have it now.
Right.
I did have that for a long time. And it forced, I never had to use it, but it was always, okay, man, don't do something stupid and, you know, throw my back out of whack or don't, you know what I mean? Like I live life differently without having something
less dangerous
to support the family. Yeah. To support the family. Like, you know, they depend on me. I'm the one that brings it home. So, but anyway,
And what I will say is, you know, even for dental, right? So with our dental plan, I say, hey, if you're open to trying a new dentist, our dental plan's great. It's dental insurance is hard, right? When you want to go to someone specific and they only work with this one insurance. And so what I'll do there is I have a bunch of buddies who work in all different sectors of insurance who work for, you know, really great companies who can pair you up with a Cigna dental plan or whatever it may be. So when it comes down to something specific that you're looking for like that, I guarantee I will have no problem finding you someone that you can work with who's a good person that will take care of you on a plan like that. Per se, I don't, you know, have a great option for you.
Okay. No, that's fine. We're not locked into a dentist up here. So
yeah.
We're definitely open to exploring the options. But no, if you would find out about that, but as it sits right now without extended coverage or disability of any sort, we'd be looking at 983, correct?
Yeah. So and that's the one with the 20 doctor's visits a year. If I went to the other one, we'd be looking at about, you know, and I quoted that actually on a million instead.
Something a
little. The 983?
No. Sorry. That was, that's our, I'll separate it for you. That plan for 983 is called our HSP plan. So that's going to be 20 doctor's visits a year, you know, right in line with national averages. That's the plan that I will say is quite a bit different in the way that it pays out, or at least how it looks on the confinement coverage, which you'll see on your Manhattan Life, how they pay out per day for sickness and injury and all these different things. And then our optimum plan is very similar in how it looks to Manhattan Life. And that one's going to come with 16 doctor's visits, but only the first eight are we paying the full 120. Whereas the HSP plan, we're paying $120 for 20 doctor's visits per person. So you kind of have the difference there. But if I'm running this, let's just say, cause I put the other one at $250,000. Let me see here. Yeah, this one's coming in to be about. This one's coming in to be about $900 a month.
And that's which one is that?
That's the optimum plan. It's $100 difference. But again, that does built within that. You know, it's not just the main optimum and HSP plans. Built within that price that I gave you is an accident plan, a critical illness plan, as well as a dental plan.
And okay, how would we go about vision?
Yeah. So vision, what I always kind of like to ask is, you know, is everyone in the family wearing glasses and contacts?
My wife and my middle son is, and I need to go get my eyes checked after some time.
So
getting older.
Here's what I always say is that technically from what I found, I just started wearing glasses a year ago. And what I have found is that vision insurance costs more than it actually costs just to get the glasses for cash prices. Same thing with even the visit. But that being said, our dental program or dental insurance comes with what's called a discount program. It's called imed.com. It comes with that as well. So you get prescriptions and doctor's visits there for about 50 to 60% off for all your vision needs. What I will say is, let's just say you decided to not do our dental plan. You can go and sign up for imed.com on your own. And it's a really cheap, you know, annual subscription that you can use. There's two options. It's called iMed, and then the other one, which is the one I actually use, is called VSP.com. And VSP is the same type of thing, an annual subscription to discount, you know, vision, stuff like that. And personally, I save more money doing that type of thing than I do actually having vision insurance.
Gotcha. So VSP or
iMed. UIEMED.
What is it? UIEMED and VSP.
Yeah, VSP.com.
Okay.
I'll so email that to you as those. Well.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad I call, that I put the link. So,
yeah, of course.
But we're in between those two, you're saying one of them's like $9 and one of them's like $983.
Yeah, I mean, again, just to be transparent, when it comes to Manhattan, do they have any additional policies that they're stacking on there as well?
I don't know. You know, I don't think I even have like a brochure. We went through a brochure on a call, and I'm logging my email right now. Yeah.
Most agents don't like sending that out.
Yeah.
Not that it's necessarily bad. They just get weird.
Now, I only have links to go to book an appointment.
Yeah, my partner, my company used to work with them, so I definitely can just get their policy from him. I know he has it. I can just give him a call and tell him to send it my way. And then, do you know what it was called?
The Elite and the Elite Plus were the two we looked at, and I just remember the daily went. I think with the Elite, it was $4,000 a day and then $6,000 a day with the Elite Plus, something to that accord. And then it was no, like zero deductibles, zero copays, you know, similar to what you're saying, but I never got that they paid for a doctor visit. So I don't.
They do pay at least a little bit. I can always get the down low on them from my buddy Ben, who I work with here, and get the policy from him and just kind of compare apples to apples. But what I'll do right now is I'm just going to send you all our brochures. I'm going to send you a link to search your doctors, search your hospitals near you. And then I'm also going to include those two links to the vision programs. Again, I mean, it's always hard working in the private market because even though I'm talking to you right now, if someone else hears I'm talking to you, they're just going to try and undercut and make this, you know, because again, I can sell you something really cheap, but I don't necessarily think that it's the right thing to do and I feel comfortable with it. So that being said, I can always customize something more affordable for you, you know, transparently but I want to make sure that it protects you guys, you know.
I got you. And what is your company again?
So our brokerage technically is what it's called. It's American Ally. The insurance company itself or the underwriter is going to be Philadelphia American. Or New Era Life is their, they have so many different DBAs. New Era Life is going to be what has an A- with the, you know, insurance rating system.
Okay. And you are American Ally, not American Allied.
Yeah, American Ally. A-L-O-Y.
Okay. Well, the part with the actually having an advocacy team, that's not something I don't think everybody's going to offer.
No, I don't think anybody else does. Luckily, not yet.
So, so you got that niche. But, yeah, if you would just find out about that disability. And again, right now I don't have it. You have that accident provision in there. Between the $900 and the $983, essentially the only difference is the payout on the doctor visits.
So when I send you the plans, you'll get it right off the bat. So in the same way that they're looking at, like with their Elite and Elite Plus, we have a very similar plan. Our two units, so we have one unit, two units, and three units, and you're being quoted on the two. On our optimum plan, for confinement is paying $6,000 for days one through three, and then it decreases a little bit. Same way that their Manhattan Lives plan is structured. And then with the HSP, it's going to be paying $3,000 for ER confinement and $4,500 a day for ICU. So it's a little bit less on those benefits. So that's the difference. It's a little bit less, but it comes with 20 doctor's visits. And then the other one is going to come with, you know, 16 first aid paying 120, but that's going to be paying like six and seven grand first days for ER and ICU. So those are really the main differences.
None of us go to, or so far, and we had a busy, busy year going to the hospital in 2022, and it was just kids being sick all the time. I was like, everybody in the house was sick, and it was just a bad year. We hadn't before. After, but it seems like 16 visits in a year, that should be sufficient.
I mean, and again, it does come with, Teladoc, so, and that's unlimited, so that doesn't dip into your doctor's visits annually. You can use Teladoc for, you know, getting new prescriptions. If you have a cold and you want the doctor to call in something for your kid's cold, you can use that instead of actually going in to see a doctor.
Yeah. Okay. No, that sounds. And that's the cheaper of the two.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the $900 one.
Okay. All right. Well, send that over to me. I'm probably going to move on my side pretty quickly because right now I'm putting out the $345 every week on our insurance.
Oh, yeah. I got you. We can get this set up. I mean, next time we talk, what I'm going to do between now and next time we talk is first I'm going to send you this email, but also I'm going to figure out about short-term plan, something like that for paying out if you're confined or stuck at home or something like that. And then, we can go ahead and the application, like I said, takes 10 minutes and then the underwriting process takes about 7 days. So.
Okay. I look forward to it. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Same. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Thomas. Bye.